During its 17-day campaign in the West Bank, the Israeli army says it has detained up to 5,000 Palestinians. Many governments and groups have expressed concern about the treatment of those detainees, among them the Israeli human rights group B'Tselem. Jessica Montell is executive director of B'Tselem. She joins us on the phone from Jerusalem. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
How many detainees remain in custody? Who are they? How are they being treated?
The information that we have, and this comes from another human rights organization that has contact with the army regarding detainees, Hamoked, indicates that it's well over 3,000 Palestinians still being detained. The vast majority of them are held in makeshift military detention camps in the West Bank. Now, all of these detainees were initially detained based on the broadest of criterion. I mean, age and gender is the only criteria for the detention, and that's the reason for the mass detentions coming out of all of the cities that the IDF has taken over the past 2 weeks.
The army has not allowed the detainees to see lawyers or representatives of human rights groups?
No. And B'Tselem, together with other human rights organizations, has petitioned the High Court of Justice against a new military order which prevents all of these detainees from meeting with attorneys for the first 18 days of detention.
How about the Red Crescent or the Red Cross? Any international groups able to see what's going on?
No. What the IDF has said is that for at least the first 8 days of detention, because it is such a mass, they themselves are overwhelmed at the sheer volume of people that they have to process. It is not possible to let anyone, including the International Red Cross, have access to them.
Is it legal under Israeli law to detain people for this length of time without lawyers or representation?
No. Inside Israel, it would not be legal. People have to, within 24 hours, come before a judge. This is a military order passed in the West Bank, and military commanders have the force of a legislature in the West Bank. I mean, they pass legal orders that then are effectively the law there. And this is a new military order that we challenged. We, B'Tselem, and other human rights organizations challenged in the Israeli High Court, and we were rejected.
What about the conditions now? Are the detainees being housed and fed properly? Do you have any idea?
B'Tselem's field worker 2 days ago met with detainees who had recently been released. And these are people who are released very far from their hometowns with no way of getting back to them because most of the West Bank is under curfew. Some of them are released with no identity documents, making it illegal for them to travel. They're being housed in a community center near the place where they were released. B'Tselem's field worker gained access to them. The stories they tell are of overcrowding, sleeping on wooden planks, not having enough food. Those are the main complaints of the detainees.
How does your group deal with the lack of good information coming from both sides? I mean, you get charges and countercharges about the treatment of people. How are you sifting through that?
B'Tselem and other human rights organizations are operating in a severe climate of disinformation. It's clear that the propaganda aspect of the military conflict is equally, if not more, important to both Israelis and to Palestinians, and both sides are manipulating information to their advantage. That, combined with the severe restrictions on human rights organizations, we have no access to the areas where the violations are taking place, make it even more difficult and even more important that we be very, very careful in the reports that we are putting out.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Jessica Montell is executive director of B'Tselem, the Israeli human rights group. She joined us by phone from Jerusalem.